Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Colby Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 30th, 1926, the Barbados Advocate published the proceedings of the House of Assembly concerning plans for the reorganization and improvement of the Fire Brigade. The Bridgetown Fire Brigade, previously known as the Bridgetown Fire Company, and now known as the Barbados Fire Service, was introduced to the Barbadian public by 1840 via wooden horse pulled carts that traveled across the island, attaching a hose to a main closest to the fire in order to fight the fire. Three stations had been set up, one at Central Police Station, the other at the Public Market, and one on Bay Street. The members of the Assembly referred to several cases where the Fire Brigade failed to act. One of them was at the Crane Hotel, where the Inspector General of Police refused to allow the Fire Brigade to extinguish the fire several miles away from Bridgetown. One member recalled that it was only after the acting governor insisted on his going there that he arrived at the Crane an hour late in a suit of flannel and asked what had happened. As the Inspector General perceived it, the Fire Brigade was reorganized to address issues of fire in Bridgetown and the surrounding districts. Hence, a fire at Crane, over 10 miles away, was not his concern. Parliamentarians, however, were determined to change and expand the service to other parts of the country. Such changes necessitated the purchase of more horses, or at least the reallocation of police horses to assist in fires across the island. The shift in power and jurisdiction came when the Fire Brigade's authority and location went from its previous location to a new headquarters at Club Willow on Proben Street in 1950, and through an Act of Parliament became the Barbados Fire Brigade in 1955, and later the Barbados Fire Service in 1960. With this came the removal of the Police Commissioner as the head of the Fire Brigade, and the appointment of Major Albert George Bradford as Chief Fire Officer. The request made of the Fire Brigade to be updated with new equipment and the organization of its members' efficiency finally caught stride in the reformation of the fire service in the mid-20th century, with the installment of one Dennis pump escape, two 600-gallon Dennis water tenders, one Merriweather pump, one 350-gallon Austin water tender, and two trailer pumps. Since then, the expansion of the Barbados Fire Service continued its success and flourished as the Barbadian Emergency Service of Excellence, with the opening of multiple substations across the island between 1958 and 1961, and the appointment of its first female fire officers in 1979. Today, we reflect on the debate in the Assembly for the Bridgetown Fire Brigade to be updated and reformed, and its progression to the Barbados Fire Service as we see it today.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.